ang secret sa harmony is seeing the disharmony first. How willing are we to face any form of conflict and at the same time be able to be courageous enough to even hope to bridge it?
Welcome to the 7 Dimensions of Wellness, the podcast that helps you reassess your habits and helps you progress. The 7 dimensions are as follows: a spiritual, physical, emotional, career, intellectual, environmental, and social. Reassess, progress. This is the 7 Dimensions of Wellness. So welcome back, you guys, to the 7 Dimensions of Wellness. We were interrupted earlier by an internet connection problem, but now we're back. Okay, so yes, we are still in the final episode of the 7 Dimensions of Wellness. We're talking about social, and it's all about maintaining healthy relationships. So earlier, we were able to talk about effective ways to express appreciation and gratitude, and some ways for you to receive those appreciations and gratitudes from other people as well. And now we can answer the next question, which is open for everyone. Now, what do you guys think? What role does forgiveness play in maintaining a healthy relationship?
Okay. Simulan ko na lang, pero for sure everyone has their own experience. Una, napag-usapan natin yung forgiveness of the self. But it doesn't also end there. I mentioned din kanina ni El na I think na napapansin natin na when we forgive ourselves, doon natin may experience yung true forgiveness for another. So, hindi naman namin sinasabi na wala na, hindi na dinidiscount na natin yung forgiveness towards other people, towards the people we have in our relationships, may it be friends, family, romantic partners in our relationships, even colleagues in our work, everyone in our lives. Pero, tinatry lang natin hanapin yung holistic way of doing it. When we jump into forgiving others per se, without valuing yung self-forgiveness, hindi siya nasusustain in a sense na pwede magpalit yung mukha or tingin natin na forgive na natin yung isang tao na yun, pero when they come back in our lives and do something, biglang ang dami mo ng listang ibabalik. So parang, forgive, akala ko ba na forgive na? And it happens in many types of relationships. Walang, hindi lang siya sa romantic relationships, hindi lang siya sa family. Ganun yung nangyari in any form of relationship. But when we forgive ourselves, actually, ang napapansin din namin in our experience na when we start to forgive other people, or even if, let's say, hindi rin hiningi yung, parang hindi naman nag-apologize, alam mo, hindi nag-apologize yung someone, or hindi naman nag-ask ng forgiveness, natural yung forgiveness dun sa ibang tao, kasi naiintindihan ko na kung bakit ako nagalit, naiintindihan ko na bakit ko ulit natanggap, anong aspect of me, anong part in me that got hurt, and am I able to nurture that back without being dependent on external or someone else to give that comfort sa akin? Na nung nagawa ko yun, and naiintindihan ko sarili ko, natural na naiintindihan ko kung bakit, kung saan probably nanggagaling yung ibang tao, na meron din siyang pinanggagalingan. I may not know exactly what that is, but by discovering kung ano, saan ako nanggagaling dun sa conflict energy na yun, now I can realize na, okay, meron din siyang pinanggagalingan. But the person has a choice. The person has a choice to hindi ko rin siya i-oblige. Pero hindi ko rin siya i-force. Na, sige, kailangan meron tayong healthy, quote-unquote, relationship. We have to forgive each other. Yung parang sa culture ng bata, for pag nag-away yung magkakapatid, forgive mo si ate, forgive mo si Toto. May Toto ba nito? So, pero sana if we can create a space na kahit bata pa lang, na parang pwede pala yun, no? May self-forgiveness and then natural yung forgiveness ibang tao. Ang daming conflicts na mape-prevent, na ma-prolong. Ang daming wars eventually on a collective scale. Ang daming mape-prevent na conflict. minute and in a collective scale. Yun. Importante ang forgiveness.
Ayun. Thank you. Thank you, Ate Det. So it's really important to know, like, where are we coming from and then where is that person coming from? Tama.
Yes. Ayun. Acknowledgement.
Yes. From what I've noticed lang din kasi, like, with me, I usually struggle in maintaining healthy relationships outside my family. Na umaabot ako sa point na, like, with my friends, a throwback episode with before is I would tend to please people just to satisfy them talaga. And all of my life, I would, tawag dito, accept this idea na kapag plinis ko sila, when I give them happiness and less of me, sacrificial love, then I would have a healthy relationship with them. And then years later, to quote Mommy J earlier, it came back to bite my ass. Kasi most of them really, really disrupted my relationships per se. Kasi nung natutunan ko na talagang mag-say no, first of all, first of all, yung tingin nila sa akin ngayon, I became an antagonist, a bad guy, na hindi na nila nakukuha yung gusto nila sa akin. And although I saw this as seemingly a healthy relationship, kasi nga, sacrificial love, love others, ganun, what I was able to learn is that you really have to have a healthy relationship with yourself first.
Siguro no, but deeper understanding sa meaning ng forgiveness, dahil may nabuong forgive and forget, na parang ibig sabihin when we forgive, as if we are parang hayaan na lang natin, walang accountability, when it's actually quite the opposite. Now when we forgive ourselves, actually, that's when we become accountable to ourselves and to what happened, to the circumstance. Then, when we're able to do that sa amongst ourselves, natural din na we also hold other people. Parang we become responsible na, okay, naiintindihan ko na to. So, ito yung bagay na importante pala sa akin and na-overstep ko dati, nag-people please ako, nabigay ko sacrificial love. So, hindi ko na kailangan gawin yun kasi it napifeel ko yung compromise sa sarili. It pains me. So, now I've forgiven myself. All the more na when parating pa lang yun, I will be very aware na hindi ko na gusto ulit. Hindi ko na hahayaan yun. May boundaries na ako na isiset. I'll set healthy boundaries, not coming from fear, but really coming from self-love. Hindi siya holding someone, hindi ka mo i-allow yung tao na to brush over something or brush you off. Hindi siya forgive and forget.
Alam mo, ang masasabi ko lang dyan, kailangan natin ng reset ng understanding ng mga bagay-bagay.
Yes.
Because forgiveness has been, like any, has been misinterpreted. When forgiveness is for and give.
Yes.
For meaning you allow, you allow, you grant for something and you give. And it's very important that it starts with yourself. Because what you cannot give to yourself, you cannot give to others. San mo hukubot eh? Kaya parati kong sinasabi, so many people say, I love you. Alam mo ba kung anong ibig sabihin ng love na sinasabi mo? Kung ang love na sinasabi natin is based on, sige, ako ang tama, ikaw mali. So, medyo kailangan mag-reset tayo ng konti dun sa mga
meaning natin.
Sa mga meaning.
Like, example sa forgiveness, like sa family kasi namin, pag sinabing forgiveness, parang numaliit kami, embrace each other. Sorry sa isa't isa. Tapos, sige na, sorry na, tapos babay. Tapos minsan, ikukulong pa kami sa isang kwarto para lang, hindi kayo mag-ayos dyan, hindi kayo mag-ano. But then, na-realize ko over the years na parang forgiveness, nagkaroon siya ng definition na keeping the peace. Pero parang iniisip ko parang keeping the peace ng iba. Parang para lang hindi na nakikita yung conflict ng dalawang tao. So, nagkakaroon tuloy ng parang years na later na lang na let's say, pag kami ng brother ko mag-usap, parang, uy, hindi na natin napag-usapan yung part na yun kasi we never, forgiveness to us does not involve conversation. Parang ano lang, parang, uy, okay na, sige na, sige na, pabayaan na natin. So, parang, ang ganda lang rin ng deeper understanding of forgiveness. What does it really mean in as far as creating not just healthy relationships, tama si Des, parang sustaining relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Na meron siyang kasamang accountability, conversation, recognition, tsaka awareness. Parang may freedom kasi after when that happens, no? Pag nagkakaroon ng ganong conversation. So parang wala lang, naisip ko lang na forgiveness is not just keeping the peace of others, eh. Parang keeping also our own peace and be able to free ourselves. Na kasi people please, alam mo yung Jerome na people please talaga. Minsan yes. Sasabihin ko, ako na lang magsasorry para tapos na. Minsan kahit di ko naman kasalanan. So parang nagkakaroon ng ganong, naiiba yung dynamic ng relationship din pala. Depende sa definition mo ng kung ano ba yung pag-forgive. Yun lang po.
I agree.
For me naman, may kanya-kanya kasi talaga yung levels of forgiveness also eh. Mahirap eh. Yung hindi natin, ewan ko sa akin lang, hindi ko pwedeng i-downplay yung bakit nga ba hindi mapatawad ng isang taong to. Yes. Like hindi ko siya pwede i-judge eh. Kasi talagang malalim talaga sa kanya yung nagawa. May violence talagang nangyari. Babalik ako dun sa ano eh, na parang we are the author of our own life. Hindi natin makokontrol kung ano yung mga nangyayari. Pero but we can control sa sarili natin paano tayo magre-respond sa nangyari. That we can control. So parang kung ganun, we have a choice. Dahil meron tayong acknowledgement and awareness na meron tayong power to choose, we can choose to let go of our resentment that's keeping us from forgiving this person. So parang that in itself is an awareness of, teka, kahit ganyan kalalim yung pinagugutang ko niyan, kahit ganyan kabigat yung nangyari sa akin, okay na ako, papatawarin na kita. Kasi sa totoo lang, hindi yan para sa'yo eh, para sa akin. Mabigat na kasi, sobrang bigat na nang binibit-bit kong resentment sa'yo, hindi ko na kaya. I want to move on. Yes, it affects another person, kung ano, like, kung pinapatawad mo siya, wala naman sa kanya yun eh. Yes, may pwedeng meron. Pero pwedeng malaman niya, pwedeng hindi niya malaman. Pero for you, on your own, for me, I mean sa akin lang, pag nagpatawad ako, ibig sabihin nun, pinapalaya na kita. Ang pinapalaya ako ay yung sarili ko. Dun sa pagbit-bit nung galit ko sa kanya.
Yes, yes.
Parang ganun.
Pero totoo yan ah, mahirap talaga husgahan ang forgiveness because hindi mo alam yung lalim nung sakit that was inflicted. Say rape or pinatay yung tao, magulang mo. You know, it's very hard. It's very hard. We have to be compassionate in that part. At the end of the day though, malaman lang nila it's not for another person, it's really for the self first and foremost.
Sa akin naman, feeling ko na nalagay tayo sa ganung relationship na may pattern o may dynamic para ma-realize natin kung ano pa yung mga, kasi nagkaka-conflict eh, dalawang tao yan or may, di ba? So para ma-realize rin natin kung ano pa yung kailangan ng aspect ng sarili natin na mapatawad at matanggap muna at mapatawad. Para ma-release tayo dun sa dynamic. Then eventually, pupunta din tayo sa point kasi na ano eh, na kung gaano kalalim mo napatawad yung sarili mo, din kalawak yung
yes.
Pang tao. Ayun, yun lang.
Tama.
Grabe talaga si
with the lines! Agreed! Kasi naalala ko bigla, Ate Anne, dun sa sinabi mo. Kasi from our episode, I was really moved. Kasi before we ended it, you thank your ex. Diba? And that takes courage. That really takes courage, Ate Anne. Kasi one of the challenges that I have personally experienced na talagang, okay, gusto ko ng harmonious relationships. Wow, okay, okay tayo. Pero one of the challenges talaga is conflict management eh. Like, saan ka lulugar? Kailan mo sasabihin to? So, papasok na naman dun yung one, timing. Pangalawa, yung authentic self mo. Three, yung ego mo. Kasi ano ba, are you speaking your truth or yung ego mo ba? Or are you speaking it out of love or like out of your wound? So, parang, eto, ang dami palang aspects. Alam mo yan? Alam mo yun? So, one can only dream na, oh, okay, wow, may harmonious relationship tayo. So, parang, dami palang kailangan gawin.
Man. Grabe, kaya kanina naalala mo, nagsastart tayo na we're talking about the harmony and how we are doing it and now how we are having this harmonious relationship, but at the same time, we're telling people and reminding people na hindi madali ah. Mm-hmm. Bago kami umabot sa ganito, and even in this stage wherein we're very appreciative of our own uniqueness, may harmonious synchronicities kami, meron kaming disharmony na una, parang okay, sabi nga niyan, minsan dalawa mawawala, may kailangan asikas na pagdaanan, or ito yung focus ng isa, washing machine, binababasag yung isa, healing process always. Pero again, ang secret sa harmony is seeing the disharmony first. How willing are we to face any form of conflict and at the same time be able to be courageous enough to even hope to bridge it? Anong gaps? Titignan natin yung gaps where walang bridge. Hindi yung puro bridge tayo ng bridge ng anong binibridge natin or parang anong relationship ba yung tinatry natin i-connect. So,
yun. May dadagdag ako. Mahirap, yes. But actually, that hirap is only in the beginning while you are reprogramming yourself to that new life, to that new renewed life. Pag nasanay ka na kasi na-reprogram mo na ang sarili mo in that new attitude, in that new... Sa umpisa kasi mahirap dahil may shaking eh. Mayayanig yung comfort zone. Diba? Nakasalayan na yun. Biro mo isi-shake. Pero pag na-shake, nag-crumble, na-distract, at pumasok ang bago, eventually ay... It becomes easy because it becomes your new way of life. Parang tayo ngayon, easy-easy lang kasi sanay naman na tayo eh. Dahil nakasanayan mo na, na-reprogram mo na yung sarili mo, sa umpisa mahirap talaga. But once you have established yung sinasabi ni Mika na settled, once nag-settle, na-establish na, oh, ito na yun. Sa umpisa, you catch yourself. Eventually, you keep catching. Nasanay ka na dun sa bago, but not really bago, sa real iOS mo.
Oh.
The real. Kasi, di ba, yung medyo illusionatic ang tawag ko nun, dahil hindi natin alam. It gave us pain. But nasanay ka na, it's not going to be that hard anymore.
Sustaining siya.
Kasi parang sa amin, ang healing sa amin is part of our daily life. It's like just saying, ay, magaan mo sa lako today. We meet something, ay, shit, kailangan ko i-heal to. Patawarin ko sarili. Nagiging habit na wala na.
Way of life
mo na eh.
So, pag nandun ka, parang ano ba talaga yung mas mahirap? Uh-oh. Yung ikot ng ikot ka dun sa balik-balik ka na life na...
Yes.
Or yung sustainable na type.
Naharapin mo ngayon, pero sustainable naman yung result.
Pag sustainable kasi, tuloy-tuloy ang improvement niya. The evolution is sustained, tuloy-tuloy. Magugulat ka na lang sa mga bago nang, ha? Ito ba? Minsan, we pinch ourselves. Ha, reality ba ba ito? Bakit?
Andito na tayo.
Sabi ko kay Dad kaninang madaling araw, sabi ko, pakisabi nga sa akin kung buhay pa ako o hindi.
Sabi niya, hindi ko rin alam. Hindi ko rin alam.
Life is really miraculous. It's really magic. Pag ang nag-ooperate sa buhay mo, energy ng harmony, grabe, grabe.
And can you just imagine a harmonious society? Community muna. Kung mag-build lang natin in our own communities, in our own families, naturally, magre-ripple effect din yun. Coming ripple effect even with the washing machine, even with the shaking, kasama rin yun ng process, pero with patience and acceptance, magko-connect din yan one way or another until we're able, hopefully, as a society, as a humanity even, na ma-build sustainably yung harmonious relationships.
Alam mo, kanina may pinapanood kaming YouTube. Yung finiture niya, they were camping and lahat sila chef. Lahat sila chef and their families. Kanya-kanya silang luto. Alam mo yung walang pasikatan ng mas magaling akong chef, ha? Mas magaling ako magluto sa'yo. Wala.
Ganda. Sobrang sarap
panood. And to think, pare-pareho silang chef. Pati mga asawa nila, chef. Wala. O, ikaw magluto niyan, ha? Ikaw magluto niyan. Ikaw mag... And,
grabe, talagang... Energy so abundant.
Abundant. Yung energy, papanood.
So, kami sarili-sariling toka.
Yun, sarili-sariling toka.
Yung pag-iti po, oh, mas may say ako di, eh, mas importante yung nagawa ko kasi, ano, entree.
Oo. Oh,
ay, naku, gusto ko yung open. Or, walang ganon. Talaga, we each play a role.
Yes.
Na, na vital sa kabuuan.
Ano talaga yan? Product yan ng harmony. Na hindi ka mangangain ng gagawin ng iba. Kasi may sarili kang iyo eh. Di yun, doon ka sa iyo. Wala nang kainan eh. Alam naman natin, the world now, dog eat dog. Nakakapagod yun.
Yun, kaya hindi mo talaga siya ma... Yung forgiveness, kumbaga, mabalik lang.
Oh.
Yes. Circle back.
Hindi siya sinasabi sa utak.
Oo.
Ano siya, you do it, you it's a process. You allow yourself to experience the process.
Ashley naman daw.
Actually, thank you sa pag-circle back kasi naglalag ako. Wala na ako naintindihan sa usapan. Parang nasa na tayo. Forgiveness. I'm not sure if na-share na to kanina, although siguro energetically speaking na lang. So, naalala ko yung sinabi ni Mika kanina na when you forgive, yung bigat na le-let go mo. And energetically speaking, pag once na let go mo na yung baggage through forgiveness, in turn, yung na-attract mong relationships moving forward are healthier ones na.
Yes! Parang,
yes! So, parang natataas mo yung vibration mo, di ba? Yung frequency. Therefore, moving forward, hindi ka na less likely ka nang babalik sa pattern mo of attracting those old kinds of relationships na yung dati mong na-attract. So, yun.
May kasabihan. If you want to check your vibration for the day, look into the people that you talk to. And look into yourself on how you relate to them. Huwag na, baka umabot tayong basa. Basa kwento kayo niya.
Wait. Is totoo. Wait, kasi... Ay, yes, yes. Okay. Okay. Game.
Kumustahan naman sa mga naririnig mo ngayon?
Tito, one natutuwa ako kasi like, okay, ang daming learnings. Pero parang, paano ba to put it simply, lahat ng experiences ko with you guys individually, nag-wrap up into one, na parang, iba siya from a workshop. Iba siya sa kahit ano experience na experience ko. It's like, may basag, may realization, may empathy, of course, pero more on basag din kasi na parang, oo nga, no? Wait lang. Shit, oo nga. Tapos nandun na yung connect ng mga topics na napag-usapan before. Parang yung kanina, yung analogy ko na, oo nga, no? Parang hirap magkaroon ng harmonious relationship kasi dami talagang work. Tapos, from the concept of forgiving pa, that alone, my goodness, parang ay, ilang layers yun. Parang wait
lang. Pero alam mo, Jerome, kaya rin nai-instill ni Mami J yung patience. Kasi many, sabihin ko lang to, many attempts or wish to attempt to create harmonious communities. Pero nakikita namin, this is not even to judge, pero this is a natural byproduct. Kung wala tayong awareness, wala tayong healing of any kind, self-awareness, healing, yun, forgiveness, hindi masusustain. Ito naman yung pwede kong dahil nagkaroon ka ng ganong, oh my God, ang dami pala. Hindi naman kailangan lahat today or at one moment yun i-unpack. Basag muna. So lahat. Pero para i-integrate yan, unti-unti naman yan. Walang rush dito, walang rush.
Wait lang.
Yes.
Baka this year, mag-create kami ng 5 days basag. Intense, ha?
Challenge yun. Maganda.
Intense. Gusto mong mabili? Sige. 5 days. Kama ka namin.
Yes.
As in, jumoin ka lang. Kasi, imposible yung walang basag na mangyari. As in, sama ka lang. Walang nga nagagawa.
Yes. Parang, tawag dito kayo babasagin, and then...
Jerome, malakas si Jerome, ha? Isipin mo, 6 kami, sabay-sabay.
Yun nga, mami. Parang, ano yun, the last time we talk about basag, sabi mo sa akin, oh, Jerome, wait lang. Anong gusto mo, patient o... Diretsahang basag, sabi ko. Diretsahang basag, mami. Tapos yung sinabi mo kanina na na-mention din sa podcast is kung sinasabi niya na mahal na yung sarili niya pero hindi naman talaga, isipin mo, saan niya nahugot yung pagmamahal na yun? Ako sabi, fuck, oo nga, no?
Pero grabe, Jerome. Kaya totoo yung sinasabi ni Mami Jay na i-commend and appreciate lang kita.
Oo.
So when I got that realization, I was in the car, the parking. I was in a different relationship back then. As in, tapos sabi ko, shit, kung wala akong self-love, ano tong ginagawa ko sa buhay? Ang dami kong hinihimahal sa sarili ko. Saan ko pinupulot yun? Sabi ko, ang tagal ko nakaganon doon, sabi ko, saan ako pupunta? Anong gagawin ko? Matagal. Kaya, again, hindi, ang healing
is a journey. Pero galing-galing natin sa Valentine's, I love you!
Meron pa.
Saan mo yung hugot yan? Sila na sumagot noon.
Now I understand why. Main takeaway ko din sa isang episode with Ate Ash naman is that, nakalimutan na yung verbatim, but importante na i-note down mo yung nangyari for you to reflect back on it, for you to understand it. Now I understand why matagal din tayong nawala. And matagal din tayong hindi nag-release sa episode kasi talagang nanamnamin, yes? And then we did other things. Pero nanam namin mo talaga yung basag eh.
Jerome, you have to commend yourself for that. Okay? Kasi yung nanamnamin mo yung basag, that is already a commitment. Will yun eh. That is an expression of love for self. Ang dami namin binabasag. Sa daming taong pumapasok sa pathways, minsan hindi nila alam binabasag sila. Kaya you commend yourself for that.
Thank you, mommy. Thank you. Ayan. Thank you. Ah, okay. Grabe. Like, basag fest for this episode. Hooray! Ayan. And of course, ate and mommy, is there anything else you'd like to add naman? Anything that you would like to say before we officially like wrap things up?
Siguro, yun, we said everything and lahat from the first episode of the series hanggang today. Ang ma-share ko lang siguro or ma-call to action sa runners na start with yourself. You always have a choice. So yung choice na yun is don't take it lightly yung free will natin. Choose yourself. And maraming ways in choosing yourself. Start with self-awareness. Start with even contemplation. Even just by breathing. Parang, teka muna. Kalimutan ko muna lahat ng nangyayari. Ako muna. Dun lang muna magsimula. Ang laking bagay na yun. Huwag niyong mamaliitin yung work that you do for yourself. Don't ever underestimate that, because I've seen with my own two eyes and with the many things that we've seen in pathways kung gaano kalaki yung impact niyan eventually to yourself, to every single person and every choice that you will make in the future. Kaya yun, sana just start with yourself, start somewhere and choose yourself.
Thank you, Ate Det. And of course, before we ask for everyone's words of encouragement or advice that you would give us for this season, pathways muna, okay? Because like, we haven't really talked about it a little bit on what We Are Pathways is now, is or what We Are Pathways is cooking now. For the runners and the listeners who are listening to this episode, where can we find you? And of course, show some love then and support. Ayan.
So, to the runners, hello, we'd like to invite you. So we're putting together the community. We'd like to invite everybody to join us sa Pathways Connect. So if you're in your healing journey, or if you are really about leading a life that is led by spirit, you want to learn more about yourself, you can start with us in Pathways Connect. Di ko lang memorize, baka later in the post you can the link, no, maybe in when we post this, where they can register and join the community. Kasi ang daming events na darating in the coming 2 months, I think. Meron, so we have a lot of events packed, and that gives you an opportunity to meet people who are in their journey as well, to connect with them, ask questions, tapos grabe yung topics, and that it really helped everybody, especially those that are really dedicated to starting with themselves. So you'll be with people who are the same. Tapos, there will be, add ko lang, na pag sumali tayo sa Pathways Connect, you will have access to some exclusive events and some special discounts on our workshops and some sessions. I hope to see more runners in Pathways Connect. We look forward to having you there. Thanks, Jerome. Thank you.
Before lang din si Ash, Pathways Connect, and apart from yon na binibuild namin in the next 2 months na ilalabas, lalabas din yung School of Self, Pathway School of Self. So, andun na yung workshops natin. May inaabangan din ng ibang ng Pathways peeps. So, watch out din. Pero sana mag-Pathways muna kayo, you'll get exclusive discounts. Yan. And Ash, yes. Paano sila mag-start this?
Yes, so you can find us online on social media. On Instagram, we are Pathways PH. Ganun din sa Facebook page naman, facebook.com/wearepathwaysph. And you can also join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/wearepathwayscommunity. Pero kung hindi nyo matatandaan lahat niyan, punta na lang kayo sa linky.ph/wearepathways kasi nandyan lahat ng links namin, including our Pathways Connect link sa NASIO. And in the future, in the near future, magkakaroon din tayo ng YouTube account and it will also be there. So, linky.ph/wearepathways.
Kami na-excite.
Yes. Okay, so last one, it's going to be like a short activity. Mommy and my ates, whatever it is that you're compelled to say right now, like it can be short, it can be long, but the floor is yours to officially wrap up the 7 Dimensions of Wellness Season 3 of Runaway Podcast with We Are Pathways. What advice or encouragement would you give to the listeners for this season?
So runners, ito lang masasabi ko. To the 7 dimensions of the self and the healing. Maganda yung pinili ni Jerome na topic. It also signifies the 7 dimensions of self and the 7 dimensions of areas in our emotional quotient na kailangan natin matutunan. So, ang masasabi ko lang, may buhay na masarap, pero tayo lang din ang gagawa. And it takes each one's will and commitment that will bring us there. Mahirap sa umpisa. Kahit naman anong bagay, mahirap, di ba? Pero later on, you will breathe. Ano, hinihinga. Pwede nang aabot ka dun sa hinihinga mo na lang.
Yes. Thank you. Wait lang ate. Very, very quickly. May nalaman akong features sa StreamYard. Okay yun. Thank you, mommy, kasi ikaw din yung nasa gitna. But check this out. Hold on. Oh, no. Ta-da! Wait. I can specifically put people on the spotlight! Yay! Okay, yes! Okay, sorry. I was reading into it. Okay. Ayan, okay. So, go ahead to that.
Okay. And so, to runners, siguro masasabi ko lang din, there's always hope. Even if tingin natin we are going through the darkest of times, merong hope. Just wait and allow it to be revealed. Hang on. And also maybe just ask for help. Minsan hindi na natin alam kung kanino, pero even just by silently, you call it praying, mantra, meditating, and say, I surrender, I do not know now, I cannot see where I am and where I'm going, but show me, and see how powerful that is.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dad. Okay. Who's next? Go.
Sing it.
Ta-da! Okay.
Hindi, para sa akin naman more on ano for the runners. Ano, you're not alone. You are not alone. You're just alone. Dun sa prison na ginawa mo for yourself. And there's a way out of that. We know because we did it. Mm-hmm. And through healing, na nakita namin na may way out pala of the prison that we made for ourselves. So parang, for me, ano, it takes, siguro umpisa is being honest with yourself. Na hindi ko na pala kaya. Mabigat na pala talaga. Ano pala, madilim pala talaga dito, ayoko na pala dito. being honest with yourself paves a way for you to ask for help, to accept na kailangan ko na pala talaga ng tulong, baka pwedeng patulong. Yun lang. And nandito kami if kailangan nyo ng tulong, mentorship, kung ano man. True, Jerome. Yes! Yay!
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Ate Mika. Okay. Who's next? Ate Elna? Yes. Okay, here we go. All right. Ta-da! Okay, go ahead.
Jerome, una sa lahat, maraming salamat. Kasi I think this is a great opportunity na finally Pathways is now really available to the runners, to a lot of people who are going through so much. May time nga na parang dati, naku, sana na-meet ko yung Pathways nung mga unang panahon na nangangailangan talaga ako, no? And I'm so happy kasi now that through collaborations with you, we are able to reach more people na hindi nyo kailangan hintayin yung sukdulan. You can come to us. We're accessible. We have provided mga ways through social media, through Pathways Connect, through runners, and more collaborations para ma-realize nyo hindi talaga kayo mag-isa. And may way. And that kung sa mga tao, since, you know, isa rin akong ganun dati na who wants to be seen, ini-invite ko na see natin yung sarili natin. Baka naman makita nyo na it's wala sa labas. Sa totoo, nasa loob. Nasa loob and hanggang umabot sa point that we are able to see what's really unique about us. Yun, excited kami na abutin yung journey na yun with you guys. My way, and we hope to see more of you sa marami pang events, episodes, or call us. Pwede, yun, andito lang kami. Thank you.
Yeah. Yay.
Thanks, Jerome.
Thank you, Hella. Thank you. Okay. Next one. Who? Okay. Wait, sino pa ba? Ate Ash, Ate Ann. Who? Okay, go ahead. Who? Wait, sino?
Okay, ako na.
Okay, go Ate Ash. Go na si Ate Ann. Sorry. Okay, go na.
Okay. So, actually, really, really short lang siguro yung sa akin. Always trust that you are on the right path. Wherever you are right now, it's really the path that you are meant to be on. Always trust in your timing.
Yes.
Oh, kasi syempre parang when you look back on the things that you've gone through, you will realize din na kung bakit lahat niyan nangyari sa'yo eh. It all led you to where you are right now. So always remember that, especially when you're, pag you're experiencing, or when you're in your darkest moments. I know it's really hard to see that while you're in that dark moment, pero always remember that there's really light at the end of the tunnel, kahit cliche pakinggan, there really is, and you will see the purpose of everything very soon, sooner than you think. Iyon.
Yes. thank you Ate Ash. And of course Ate Ann, let's go.
Ay, sa akin siguro, be open in learning and in trying, kasi doon tayo matututo and doon tayo mag-evolve. And kung kailangan natin ng space, no, na walang judgment, and ng kailangan natin ng support, andito lagi yung Pathways. Plus also, ang ganda talaga ng buhay, sometimes we just have to be open and willing to parang surrender din sa higher power, kay God, para makita natin yung beauty ng buhay and yung beauty ni God. Kasi magugulat kayo minsan pag nag-surrender kayo, grabe niya ka-faithful. And talagang miracles yung pwedeng mangyari. Ayun. So, thank you.
Jerome, may I say something to the runners? Ah, okay. to all the runners who may seemingly think that they are not yet in the dark right now, ang masasabi ko lang, run, but run back to yourself. Huwag mo nang hintayin na abutin mo pa yung dilim. Yun lang.
Ata narinig si Jerome.
Sorry. Ayan, thank you. Thank you. And of course, I'd also like to say something then to everyone. First of all, I'm gonna try my best to say this even if I cry. Okay? Even if I cry. Not scripted, but this really started out by hoping na makasali or ma-experience yung healing journey. Kung ano ba talaga yon? Like, what's that? And to tell you the truth, akala ko talaga pambabae lang talaga yung pathways. And alam mo ng runners, alam ng pathways yan. But now, from my first healing session, from meeting everyone during the Tarot Con, and doing workshops, doing each episode with you guys, not only that I was able to experience each gift that you have, but and not only did you make basag sa akin every episode, but I was able to find out na one, there are a lot of things that I still have to learn and to unlearn. Kasi like what I have been living, so-called, na ito na yung buhay ko, ito lang yung alam ko, like hindi, ang dami pa pala. Like there's more to life than the things na alam ko. And I want to say thank you kasi hindi ko talaga akalain na ito na. Dito na tayo sa uli. And, diba, parang nagkukintuman lang tayo dati before na gagawin natin to, but now it's all done. And when something is done, it's a perfect time to reflect and think about what happened. Yes, new doors. Yes, new opportunities. But I can't really thank everyone enough. Mommy J, Ate Det, Ate Ash, Ate Elna, Ate Mika, Ate Ann. And to all the students of Pathways then, and to my other artists then sa We Are Pathways, I'm so thankful. Kasi I'm gonna cry if I'm gonna say this, but I've never realized that a man, okay, is capable in embracing his feminine side and ask for help to heal, to genuinely heal, and to take my healing journey seriously. Nakala ko, it's impossible, but it is possible. Damn. Bye. Yeah.
Grabe.
Yeah.
You've just opened doors, Jerome, for men.
Ang dami na rin kuyas. Ang dami mo na rin kuyas.
Ah, yes.
Papahalang ako lang, pero na-open mo rin yung door na yun, na tumami pa yung kuyas. In Pathways. Yeah, thank you so much for everything that you do and everything that you are.
Totoo. Thank you.
Grabe din ang nabigay mo. We learned a lot from you too.
Grabe. Thank you. Oh, deep breaths. Sorry, naging raw and emotional ako doon. So, yeah.
Remember, what you do for yourself, you do for others.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so runners to the We Are Pathways community, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the 7 Dimensions of Wellness Season 3 of Runaway Podcast and We Are Pathways community. Just remember the 7 Dimensions of Wellness: spiritual, physical, emotional, career, intellectual, environmental, and social. If you put all the first letters of those words together, it will spell out species. And each season, we're striving to become a better species, a better version of ourselves. So runners, into the We Are Pathways community, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, run away with Runaway Podcast. We'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
And that's it for this episode. If you like to support the podcast, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Runaway Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, run away with Runaway Podcasts.